What you smoke? Purple weed. What you smoke? Swisher sweet. What you smoke? Paper. plane, what you smoke?
Okay, we smoke weed to say fuck problems. Roll another one and forgot it. Sitting patient in rotation. This laughing hard, this feels amazing. Vaporizers in bongs too. Gas masks in a bowl too. Colorado, what it do? Texas to legalize too. All the boxes, swishes, how much can you smoke? All my niggas hustle, tired of being broke. Bitches, harvest season, time to make it grow. Roll them back to back until my eyes is slow. Deep down in the dirty south, we know who got it by word of mouth. I hit you up, take a trip, buy an apron, probably smoke you out. Get a shotgun from a girl's mouth, hit the buffet, go pig out. Hit the studio and roll up again, and when I leave here, match with my friends.
Oh man, you already know how we do it down in Texas. Smoking big, banging UGK. Got the munchies like a motherfucker. Probably listening to that East Coast J, that West Coast pop. Smoking good, feeling good, looking good. Free your mind, child. Free your mind, child. Pass that shit. Roll up.
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Red Shades. And when I'm not writing songs or directing music videos, I'm tuning in to my boy, Steady J, on Life After Dusk and The Dust Spot.
This is Too Deep, and you're tuned in to Dust Spot Radio with my man, Steady J. And this track...
It's Jono, your favorite black guy, and right now I'm rocking with Sadie J and Taren Brown on Life After Dusk Live.
What up, Dust Spotters? You know what time it is. It's your boy G Money, one half of the Shine Brothers from Time to Shine Radio Show on Big Time Radio Network. You are now listening to my boy Sadie J on the Dust Spot Radio Network. Make sure you check us out every Sunday night at 9 o'clock. Time to Shine. My boy Chuck Charles, Chevy the Model, and me, your boy G Money.
This is the one and only Antoinette Soto from Tucson, Arizona, showing love to my puppy, DJ Seti J. Mwah.
Thank you, thank you. Appreciate it, man. And I apologize about the people. That was our Dust Spot song of the day, What You Smoking by A.V. the Great. We will be playing our Vertigo song of the day later on in the show. All right, so let me go ahead and check the airwaves. I mean, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think I got my guest of the day on the show. Am I correct? Is that you, Mr. Rozzy?
I am. Hi, Teddy.
What's up? Oh, yeah, about the hand claps back. Oh, yeah.
Thank you for looking.
Oh, no, thank you, man. I appreciate having you, man. It's, you know, it's been a long time coming, having this interview.
I appreciate this a lot. Thank you. Thank you very much, Teddy. Good opportunity.
Yes, man. I mean, you've definitely been one of those people that had, you know, what I like is one of those people who's been supporting me and vice versa and been consistent in it. You know, you pretty much, whenever I need you to support me, you were right there. Both our business, you know, figuring out how we can both make each other look better and whatnot. And I definitely appreciate that, man.
I'm so glad for this as well. You know, I'm looking, we are on the same frequency, you and me, you know, and from the beginning, really, I thank you also for all the help you offered me and all everything, and looking forward for the future as well. I have a lot of good stuff coming on.
Hey, you know what's crazy? I mean, what I find a lot of times, it's people that's in your own backyard, you know, you got to fight and crawl and scratch to get them to support you. But people on the other side of the world will support you and not half behind do it before they do. It's kind of crazy to me.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, you have to to prove yourself. And it's about patience and persistence. You know, if you believe in what you're doing and you keep at it, you insist at it, you should get somewhere where you want.
Yes, sir. Now, I want to, you know, one of the big things we got you on the show here for today, because you are the founder of PhotoBlush.com, which is a critically acclaimed photo retouching service. And you specialize in retouching services for beauty, glamour, and fashion photography. What kind of made you get into doing this in the first place?
Okay, so I've been into this for since 2000. I'm a designer and certified from Photoshop, Adobe Photoshop. And this started actually in 2013, the idea. It had a different name. We started locally with a little different concept, actually. So from based on that, we noticed the demand on the beauty retouching and how much the models are in need of that and photographers. And we wanted to expand, and then we started PhotoBlush. And it's been now, this is the second year. And we are expanding. We are working with photographers in USA, and we have some models in Australia. Any country which is speaking English, we work with them. And we are based here in Prague. It gives us a good advantage, which is that we can offer lower prices. And there's the other thing, you know, when the time difference, when you take the photo at night in the States and you go to sleep, and then it's our working day, you wake up and it's ready. We say 24 hours to get it, but usually you get it before that. So basically, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, well, I will say one of the things I like about it, and this is speaking from a consumer, so you're on the consumer side, is the fact that when you use a site, and me and you had a long conversation about this the other day, that it's mobile friendly or responsive for those of you who understand that lingo.
Yes,
it's a responsive website, and you don't have to, you know, it can wish for. That means it can work on any device. And I like that because you don't want to go through all this hassle to use your service.
Exactly. You know, I didn't want to make an app for it because no need to have a different app. You have the website responsive and that's it. You make sure it works on every device and then it's easy and user-friendly on every device, as you said. And the thing is... the thing is, there is one more thing about PhotoBlush is that you don't have to sign up, you know. You don't have to make another password and try to remember another password. That was the main idea, you know, because as a user, me, I'm fed up of this. So when I thought about PhotoBlush, I wanted to do something that should be easy access, you know. You get in, you get out, you submit, you finish, and you get it done. You don't have to sign in and all this stuff. So we made it in a way where you have to it's a form, you enter your name and you submit the photo, you choose the retouching options, you write instructions, you know. All what we need is an email. It doesn't have to be a personal email if you don't want, you know, you can have just an email for that. If you have, you know, people have usually this many emails. So you can just submit any email to receive the photo from us. And we don't even send you the photo to your inbox. We send you a link for it. So we wouldn't even take space in your inbox. You just click, download it. And we offer also the free review. So you can even reply to the sender and ask for whatever revisions needs to happen. And we keep on doing this until you're completely satisfied.
Yeah.
So you had this experience with us, you know, after, like, in the beginning, it's through the website, but after that it becomes personal between the customer and the retoucher. this what makes it also like more becomes personal. It's not just a website you upload, you don't know who's who. From the beginning, every user, when they any interaction they do with the website, one person will be assigned for them. So this makes it this builds the relationship, you know. And here we are, you and me. Are you there? Hello?
There we go.
Okay, we're back.
Yes, I had to do some magic with that in a quick problem of my end. I was like, no!
Yeah,
you were coming through fine. It just went crazy on my mic for a second, but we're good now.
Yeah, okay. You hear me good now?
Yes. Oh, no, you were fine. My on the mic on this end was acting crazy. I had to switch up.
No problem, man. This thing happens. Okay.
It's live radio, people. Live radio. But,
live radio.
Yes, so my next question for you, man, is because, I mean, we talked about this extensively and I think about this a whole lot, especially, you know, now doing stuff with Four of Us and being a person that loves to use the service. A lot of times, it is, you know, what's been going on now, people have been making it seem like it is a sin to use photo retouching.
Yeah.
And I kind of want to get your take on that, man. I mean, you know, why do you feel, from your personal point of view, why do you feel people are thinking that way? And, you know, what's your argument against that shows why it is needed?
It's, you know, Photoshop actually or retouching is just a tool. And it depends on how you use the tool. You can use it for good or for evil. As like, example, you know, the knife. You can cook a meal or you can hurt something, you know. So it's up to how to use it. The thing is about the retouching itself. What happened over the time while people weren't so aware about the technologies of retouching, suddenly they started to realize that everything they used to see on magazines and all of that is fully retouched and is overdone as well. So they felt like they were betrayed, kind of, and they are against now, you know, they are opposite side, and they don't see anymore like the goodness of it. The thing is, it is the advertisers what they did that. They really overdid it. But the thing is, if you look at it, sometimes you take the photo, and the photo doesn't show you exactly what are the colors your eye is seeing. And this happened with me many times. Like the photo is not showing what I'm really seeing. I wanted to look how I'm actually seeing it. So I adjust the colors, you know, I do some touches to make it just look how it's supposed to be. Other than that, if you talk about beauty retouching, well, it's for, let's say, women. Any woman who wants to go out, she will put some makeup, dress up nicely, wear some high heels.
Exactly.
It's the same thing. Your photo online is socializing with other people. So sometimes you need to blush it. Why do you want to leave that pimple there? It's not supposed to be there anyway. You know, you can remove it and you will look much better. Why leave this stray of hair, you know, or set somebody behind you, you know, this, what do you call these people and by mistake behind? I don't know, I forgot the name. So anyway, this is talking about like regular photos. Now, if you talk about professional photos, models, for example, models, when they have the when they get a photo shoot, whether paid or not paid, you know, the photographer will retouch 10, 15, I don't know. There is like a limited number that he would actually work on, and on the best case, I think 30. And but he takes hundreds of shots. These shots goes to garbage actually. They go somewhere deep in the sub folder, and nobody will ever see them. While these are photos of her, the models when they get their hands on these photos, then they have the opportunity to them choose which photo they like and which, you know, according to their eye, and then send it for retouching, and this will boost their portfolio. The portfolio is not just a gallery you have there, 5-10 photos, and you update them every few months. The portfolio is a living, breathing entity. It has to eat, and it has to, you know. So by time, you have to always update it on a regular basis, because every time you post a photo on Instagram or Facebook, you get more likes, you get more followers. Don't spam people, of course, not every few minutes a photo, but a model who wants to be popular, she should be able to post minimum one photo per day. And for that, she needs the photos to look also good. So this is a good opportunity for models to use Photo Blush. And we are still talking about the perception of the people. You know, even there are many models who do not want to modify the body curves, for example. And other women, they are also, for example, against that. For me, I am completely with that, because if I make you see how you could look, if I make you see how you could look, will be a picture that will motivate you to actually do it when you see how you are prettier, and it makes you feel better. And different, you know, you get my point?
Yes, exactly.
You need to believe that you actually, first, you need to believe that you actually look good. And not all the people, they have the visual mind that they can, like, actually see with the details. Only the, you know, the artists mostly, they can, like, see something in their head, and then they will draw it or do it or whatever. But a lot of people, they don't have this capability. So if you actually can show them that, this is a good motivation for them. And I've actually had this experience. And I've seen the model later. And in the beginning, she wasn't a model, you know. But after that, she went into this, and she got some shots, and she's completely happy with this.
And this is, for me personally, I mean, like you said, you broke down some of it, but for me personally, this is how I feel. Because you said makeup, but, you know, there's other things people do. Like, people put on, like, the body, like, this thing called body magic, where it's, like, the Spanx that people put on to make their body look slimmer. I mean, that's the same technique. Photo Blush is doing the exact same thing when you really sit there and think about it. Because a lot of people, they want people to see them at their best. Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with it. Like, we have to quit shaming people for one, like you said, it's a way of motivating them. It's not a lot of times it's not about being fake. It's about, you know, they want people to see them at their best. And sometimes it's motivation for them to see how they put the work in. They can look like how they are presenting to people. So you can't blame that, especially the people who are blessed mothers out here. That their bodies are going through transitions, so why can't they have a tool to help them while they make that transition?
Exactly. And then after all, it depends on the user, how they want it. And for example, I want to ask you for the high heel. You know, what is the actual purpose of wearing high heels? Have you heard about it?
What's
because that? The actual purpose is not to make them taller, to make women taller. No, it's to make the butt firmer.
Because there's pictures where, I mean, even as a guy, I mean, I know because we're macho, you know, because we're supposed to be portrayed as macho, you know, we can't admit these type of things. But even guys, we go through those phases too. So don't feel bad about it out there.
No, you know, and sometimes there is the angles, you know, like people, we are living in a 3D universe, us. But the photo is 2D, it's flat. And I can show you this if we meet. I can stand somewhere and I will take shots of you from different angles. And if I put them in front of you, 10 photos, maybe you will like, I'm sure you will not like all of them, because from some angles we look weird, man, you know. So sometimes the angle makes your leg look different or whatever. So these little adjustments and enhancements just makes the photo looks better, you know. That's why we call it photo blush. It's a blush, you know. It's a addition, just enhancing it to look as much possible to reality and a little bit better. Sometimes you have the artistic effect as well, you know, the glossy effect. Now you are talking artistic, it's open wide, the subject. You have a lot of things that you can do.
Because there was even one project where you took the model and you changed her hair color, which is pretty dope. I like that. You know, sometimes you want to, you know, some people might want to try a different color, and they want to do that because, of course, if you're a model, a lot of times your work is art. That's what I would think, is you want yourself to be art. So it being art, you could experiment with stuff. And while I've seen you do to where you change the hair color of models, because they might not want to actually dye their hair, but they do want to kind of add that extra wow, crazy factor to their pictures.
There are a lot of stuff like, you know, we did also together the adding of tattoo or fixing tattoos. Or, for example, sometimes you want to add a necklace, remove some piercing, or fix the outfits, you know, fix clothes. Sometimes you want to change color of what you're wearing or add some, you know, there are a lot. This field is so open because you look at your photo, let's say you look at the photo, anything you can imagine that you want to change in the photo, it is possible under one condition, that the photo must be good quality. You know, if you send me a 100 kilobyte photo taken from an old mobile phone, pixelated, it's not magic after all, you know.
I can't stress that enough to people, man. I get mad because, I mean, me doing for a magazine, I got to deal with that. And people don't understand. I told them I need stuff to be in a certain quality. When you get ready to put it in print, it's going to take a lot of stress on that picture. So make sure it's at a high quality.
Yes, yes. You know, I get that. And I get judged. That, you know, I didn't do a good job. Actually, we try at the best when the photo is pixelated. We can try, but we know the result is not going to be so great, because actually there is no space, because the more the file is larger, think about it like this, the more the file is larger, the more you have space to work around. The more it's smaller, you don't have that space, and then it will be a single touch, it will show up straight, and it will not look nice even. So basically, the professionals, they know that, models, photographers, is just for the casual user, just to make sure when they want to retouch a photo and pay money on it, just let it be worth it.
You know what's sad? I ran into photographers who don't know better. It's one thing for the model to know better, but the photographers not knowing better. That bugs me.
I have some models who didn't know. I know, but Still, you know, the thing is, we have to keep talking about this stuff, and, you know, people will know, and these photographers probably, they are, like, amateur, or they are just new into it. Eventually, they will have to know. This will be in your way. Eventually, they will have to know. Photographers, you know, for us, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, this is how I feel about it. When you're serious about something, if you don't know it, feel free to ask, or if you're serious about a craft, you can go into it. Study as much as possible. I think some people, they get so wrapped into just playing around on the internet instead of using the internet for the information you can be using to better yourself.
Yeah, of course. You know, I don't know if you've seen. There was this sketch about Back to the Future. Doc and Marty, they come on stage. I don't know if you've seen that, and they see the mobile phone, and like they did it on the day that it was supposed to, and on the mobile phone, the guy told me, "What is that? This could change." He was telling him about the mobile phone. He told him, "You know, we send smiley faces to each other," and the doc says, "You know, this could change the quantum. I don't know what the hell."
Yeah, I saw that live. I just saw that happen live.
Everything is
it's crazy. it's the same way. I mean, and it's correlating back to with photo blush. Everything when you use the power wisely, of course you can do great things. When you don't use the power wisely, you abuse it. Of course, bad things are going to happen. So, you know, I want to toot the horn at y'all about good things.
You know,
but
the thing.
I want you to close out. As we close out, I want you to kind of let people know, give them a reminder. If you had to give them like a quick commercial of why they should use photoblush.com, why should they?
The thing is, it's all about trust. And to gain trust, you have to experience. And we are giving the opportunity of having this experience for free. Not going to charge you anything. You can upload one photo for free, and you get to experience. You will send it. You will put your instructions. You will get it back, and you will see. If you don't like it, you can send it back for revision, and we will fix it until you have. So it's basically about this. Once you see that the outcome is according to what you want and what you like, and then you will find yourself, you want more of this.
Yeah, because I'm one of those people.
because it's not just, Teddy, it's not just about how about the experience with just photo blush. There is the afterwards. After you post your photo, you will see the difference of the attention that photo will get on social networks anywhere. So this is another part of it, which comes later and by time. And as for photographers, we know they are, am I still in the short commercial?
Because you've actually had several, products you've done that have actually landed on covers. Like one of the infamous ones you did was there was one of our breast cancer awareness issues. What a lot of people don't realize is behind the scenes, the outfit that the model had on, her nail polish, everything was green. It was a lime green.
Oh yeah, this one.
But you turned it. You turned it. I mean, this dude. They over at Four of Us, they completely rehauled it, and it was naturally pink. You wouldn't even, if I didn't tell you this on the air just now, you would have never known that.
Yeah, exactly. You know, last year I had a photo shoot with a local model here for Christmas, and she was wearing red boots, red shorts, red hat. She was wearing many red stuff, but none of them were the same level of red. So when you look at the photo, it looks very weird. So retouching is also good for this. You just make them exactly the same red, which will make it look good, instead of going and finding the exact pieces if you want to look, if you want to make it look original, you know. So there are a lot,
exactly,
a lot of what you can do.
I cannot stress it enough. And again, man, I do appreciate you for coming through. I appreciate you for being, again, one of those people who has always been consistent in the support, and just being a pinnacle of being able for me to witness watching you grow as well. So
I believe
many blessings to you.
I believe in you, and I appreciate a lot everything you did for me. And hopefully we will see it in the future.
No problem, man. That's what we're here for. At the
thank
end of the day, people got to know that, man.
Yeah.
Treat people the way you want to be treated.
People will reciprocate that.
The most important thing is to believe. And if this is there, don't worry at all.
Most definitely.
Yeah. Believe and then patience and act on it. You cannot just believe and sit at home and do nothing, you know. You have to act on it. There is a simple formula from Napoleon Hill, which is like summarized: believe, achieve, receive.
There you go. I want to remind everyone, go over to photoblush.com and check them out. Again, you can use a free trial over there. It's simple. I mean, literally, as soon as you touch the site, it's self-explanatory. They've made to where it's like if a person who doesn't like to do a lot of reading, it's you can figure out how to use the site in less than, I'll say, 5 minutes tops. And get it the way you want to.
I would say better go to photoblush.com/duskspot.
Yes. Oh, yes. If you go there, you get a free trial for all the Duskspot members. You get a free trial over there. And also, yes, your person, you don't feel like signing up on Duskspot, hey, you can still purchase it, man, and get yourself photo blush, man. Get it on point. I'm telling you, I've seen some magic happen. All different kinds of magic. So I know what they're capable of. That's a hint, and I still don't know what they're all the way capable of. Because every time I think of something else, they blow my mind and say, "Oh, we're doing this now too." I'm like, "What?"
More
so
to come,
yes,
more,
I was just
more to come. More to come. You're gonna be our first visitor here. We'll show you the tour, the photography tour of Prague. You will be the first one.
Yes. Oh man, I forgot to ask you about that. Man, it's all like quickly, man. Tell everyone, like, just kind of describe everyone what Prague is like, because I know everyone always talks about Paris. Everyone always talks about.
No, man.
The UK,
Paris,
is whatever.
Paris used to be the capital of love, but now it's like New York of Europe, you know, the Big Apple of Europe. It's so busy. And another thing, you know, Prague is very relaxing, and it's not so small and not so big. It's just enough. And it has a very nice mixture, which you don't see in a lot of places, is the combination of the architecture and the nature. You know, all together, everywhere you go, you see buildings, different colors from different eras. And Prague is probably one of the only main capitals in Europe that survived World War II, not even one hit. You know, Europe got destroyed at that time. There's Berlin, there is nothing left over there. Here, it still remains the same. You go to the downtown, you have buildings 1,500 years old, you know. The beauty of it is that everywhere you go, everywhere you walk up, this little attic is little streets, and everywhere you look is always nice and different. And we are planning to do some touristic tours for photographers from the States or anywhere else who would want to have a customized tour to take them and photo shoot places. And even if they need models, we can also provide that. It'll be fun. It'll be fun because Prague, if you just come to Prague, it's beautiful. But if you actually take somebody who lives here, takes you and show you places that other tourists cannot see, this will also make it, you know, you make your trip more worth it, you know, especially as a photographer, because we know the spots where there is only one place you can stand where you would see all the bridges over the river and the timing, you know, all of these things. Prague is really charming. Really, really charming. I really hope to see you soon, Teddy. Here.
Yes, I definitely had on my list of places I gotta visit because I mean I see the, like, again, pictures. I mean, we keep going back to photography. I mean, I look at some of the pictures that you've taken of the area, and it's somewhere, man, it just always looks beautiful. It doesn't look like
you've seen those pictures on a mobile phone screen.
Yes, I've seen some of the pictures, man. Like, especially just one where I laugh because you took one where you were by that. It's like a little knight's armor.
that one. Man, you see, it's a lot of stuff. But you see, when you come, you have also the feeling, you know, which is much nicer. And this is the, you walk in a street and you feel history. You walk in a street and you feel that wagons and horses and knights and soldiers, you know, they were passing the same, this street where you go to a coffee shop, which is 100 years old, or you go to a place for a beer place, which is 600 years old. I told you about that one. You go and you sit in a place and you feel like you're back in time, you know. The only difference is that instead of having candles, they have light. That's the only difference. Other than that, everything still looks the same. And this is the feeling of Prague. You find this everywhere you go. There is nothing. Everything is real. There's nothing like in Dubai. They made the old town, which they made it look as if it was old, but it was built only a few years ago. You know, it's like a Disneyland over there. Prague is real. Yeah, yeah.
All right, y'all. Of that, to our Vertigo song of the day. And that's for our old boy Prince featuring Smoke Dean. This is Maine. This is here in Fort Worth, Texas. Very crazy and wild song. But again, yeah. I thank you, Rozzy. It's definitely a pleasure to have you, man. And again, we're watching.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Teddy. I appreciate that a lot.
Well, definitely. All right, y'all. We'll be back after this track right here on Life That Does Live. And if you missed any of the interview, you can check it out. It will usually happen over the next day. You can go back and listen at dustspot.com/dustspotradio. It will be shared onto iTunes, listener free. You can listen to it for free on a TuneIn Radio app, the Stitcher Radio app. And there you go, man. We got you covered. So we'll be back after this.
Let's take it back one time. Well, how we used to do back in the day. Remember back then? Let's start it off like this. Oh, boy!
My diamond on my neck.
Congratulations.
At your back.
All right, everyone. Should we, as we get come to a close, man, I want to thank everyone for tuning in to Life of the Dust Live. Definitely appreciate it. Appreciate our guest, Rozzy, that checked in. Very great dude, man. Again, check out his great photo retouching service, or as we have wished the site calls it, because it's more than just retouching, photo blushing service at photoblush.com. And shoot, we get you taken care of, man. If you're a Dust Spot member, you can go to photoblush.com/Dust Spot. And Dust Spot members get a chance to use a free trial of the site, or you can go to it through dustspot.com/photoblush. You do that, and heck, you get hooked up, man. So definitely just feels so great to have people with all their support, and we definitely appreciate the great things that people have came through the show, sharing with us, and just being great people, man. We love building these relationships and allowing you guys to kind of connect with different people that's making things happen. So, again, thank you, everyone, that always tuned into the show. Thank you to the new listeners. Thank you to the people down the line. They'll be listening to archives of these shows. Thank you as well. And reminders of the songs of the day. Our songs of the day, we had our Dust Spot song of the day, What You Smoking by A.V. the Great. And then our Vertigo song of the day was Maine by Old Boy Prince featuring Smoke Dean, which I'm very glad to do that, because both of those songs are by people from right here in the DFW. You got our boy A.V. the Great holding down for Denton, and then you got Old Boy Prince and Smoke Dean holding down for Fort Worth. So, heck, man, we play music right here from my own backyard a lot, too, so you never know what's going to be one of those songs of the day. So as we roll out, remind you guys that everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J or there's a U, there is a way. You tune in to that episode of Life at Dust Live, your boy, Ceddie J. Monday's show is our Dreaming in 2016 show. It's on an MLK Day, and then our next Wednesday, we'll be interviewing a comedian, Mr. Just Right, I'm telling you, it's going to be crazy.